Two bills Governor Larry Hogan vetoed last year are set to become law in 30 days after the state Senate voted today to override the vetoes. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that one bill requires businesses with 15 or more employees to give them paid sick leave, and the other eliminates questions about criminal history from college applications.
The bills now become law, but it's not the end of the discussion on paid sick leave. Senator Thomas Middleton, who sponsored the Senate version of the bill, said he hopes to delay the date the law takes effect to April to give businesses time to adjust. He also said he would be open to a tax credit to help businesses, something Governor Larry Hogan has proposed.
We can take a look at a really, really scaled down tax credit that we can give to those employers that provide paid sick leave and target it to those ones where their employees are the lower income.
Under Hogan's proposal, businesses with 50 or fewer employees could qualify for a tax credit based on the number of workers with income at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.